USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More Americans are living paycheck to paycheck due to inflation. A new report shows 61% of adults across the country struggled to make ends meet in June. According to Lending Club, that's a 3% jump from May and reflects the economic hardship for about 157 million people. A year ago, 55% of all working adults said they were living paycheck to paycheck. Legislation to expand health care for veterans injured by toxins during active duty already passed both the House and Senate, but needs another Senate vote after an administrative change to the text. Republicans who voted against the bill say an amendment is needed to stop unrelated spending. Meanwhile, Democrats argue the amendment would cut funding for veterans. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W Proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Firefighters are struggling to make progress against the McKinney Fire in Northern California. It has burned through dozens of structures, including the home of 81-year-old artist Althena Schwander. Schwander moved to the area just a month ago to be closer to her son.
I'm very sad. My house is gone. All my furniture, all my clothes, shoes, coats, boots, everything's gone. But my daughter-in-law told me that she grabbed my trunk full of jewelry before I left, and I found that out this morning, and I was very happy.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. What started that fire is still under investigation. Jury selection is underway in the trial of a North Texas man accused of murdering his daughters in an honor killing. Dallas County prosecutors say Yasir Saeed shot Amina Saeed and Sarah Saeed to death inside his taxi in 2008. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
West Virginia Treasurer Riley Moore is blacklisting multiple financial institutions from state banking contracts, accusing those institutions of boycotting fossil fuel companies. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Moore explains why he decided to take this step.
They're taking this on with like a religious zealous to move away from the fossil fuel industry. But the fossil fuel industry is so important to the United States.
The sports world is reeling after the loss of an NBA legend on Sunday.
America lost one of our favorite basketball players. Bill Russell died Sunday in Mercer Island, Washington, that's a suburb of Seattle.
To become proficient in something, or to become very good at it, no one knows how much work it takes, how much talent it takes, how much dedication it takes to get to this place. And it's like watching a duck cross the pond. Yeah. You know, smooth on top, peppermint back
like
underneath.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A San Diego judge is dismissing a lawsuit over the Chargers' move to Los Angeles. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of San Diego resident Ruth Hendricks, who claimed Chargers owner Dean Spanos knowingly made false statements about keeping the team in San Diego. The Chargers relocated back to Los Angeles after 56 seasons in San Diego in 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.